ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria. Welcome back. I'm here with celebrity fitness trainer and author Andrea Riggs. Andrea has over 20 years of fitness and coaching experience and is known for her mantra to get body beautiful, which explains her signature approach to helping individuals improve their lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Great to have you, Andrea.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. I'm excited to have you talk about this particular topic because we are all looking forward to Valentine's Day this weekend. So what are some healthier ideas for healthy dates with someone's partner that we can do on Valentine's Day? And, you know, are there ways to sneak fitness in?
Well, you know what? Actually, you can do more than sneak fitness in. I always say schedule fitness in. And so if you have that special someone, I always say, why don't you make Valentine's Day one of those active dates? And so instead of just doing the normal, hey, let's go grab a movie and go to dinner, we try to plan dates that are more active. Like, for example, hey, let's go roller skating, you know, let's try that. Or let's go do a yoga class together first. Mm-hmm. And so try to find an activity that you think you both will participate in. And maybe it'll be the perfect time to either say, hey, I know you do spin class every week, so I'm going to come to your spin class today. So, you know, show you care by just doing something that you normally wouldn't do with your significant other.
I like that. That really, you know, that breaks it up. It gets you two out of your comfort zone, and you are getting fit at the same time. So that's, absolutely. I really like those ideas. It's great. You know, what are some, you kind of mentioned spinning or yoga. What are some other exercise classes you recommend that couples can do together?
You know, my favorite is always just to do strength training. You know, when I talk to audiences, I always talk about that. As we age and as we, you know, we pass that age of 20 and then we start losing muscle mass, the best thing that you can do to really tone and keep your metabolism up is to actually do strength training. So, you know, I feel like there's nothing more sexier than going to the gym because you got on your nice little outfit, your significant other's in his gym clothes, and you guys work out together. And what you're going to find is that you're going to be an anomaly because most people don't work out with their significant others. So you'd be surprised how much fun you'll have because everyone will be looking at you.
And you're getting fit at the same time. I like it.
At the same time. Yes, absolutely. So I like to do strength training because it's like, hey, let's just go to the gym. And, you know, it kind of adds a little extra spark too because you get a chance to see, wow, gosh, these folks are really checking my guy out. Wow, these guys are really checking my girl out. So it kind of creates a little bit of fun.
I think we'd all probably work a little bit extra hard just to show off for our partner, too. So that's never bad. Absolutely. Do you have any ideas for, you know, healthy Valentine's Day meals? So after they've gone to work out, maybe burned off some extra calories, time to have that healthy Valentine's Day, that Valentine's Day meal. How to keep it healthy and so we don't derail all that great work they've just done.
Well, you know what? I say let the romance and the adventure continue. And so the next place you might head, or even after the gym, is you head directly to one of those little small groceries where you can actually decide upon a recipe that you guys will cook later that night. And so, you know, maybe pick three. Maybe pick like a stir-fried dish. You know, pick maybe a turkey chili. Pick some kind of salad. Pick a couple of little items and don't forget the dessert, you know, little fruit and whipped topping to go along with it. But basically kind of make it fun, you know, pick a couple recipes and head to the grocery store together and say, hey, look, this is what we've got to do next. And you kind of create that bonding opportunity because you got to go grocery shopping. It might be a chance for you to learn a little bit more about your significant other or your date. If you don't know them that well, you know, you learn a lot about a person by what they pick up in the grocery aisle. So
that's so true. And you can also see what's fresh. So maybe going without a preconceived idea, but saying, let's pick up really what looks great to us. And then that brings in the little element of experimentation. And you're eating something with the highest level of nutrients. I like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that spells like mixed salad and greens all day long. So, you know, you can take a healthy green like a kale and just walk down the grocery aisle in between, you know, what's fresh, what's seasonal. You know, you can add fruits and nuts and a vinaigrette and voila. You know, you can kind of create your own healthy, you know, salad to go along with
it. I like it. And It sounds delicious. You're making me hungry. So after the meal, what are some healthy desserts that you would suggest?
You know, I always like to say include some fruit, you know, because fruit gives that natural sugar taste. And so, you know, the best part about sweets is sugar. So whatever you do, you know, actually, you know, add some fruit. I always say go with something that kind of has, you know, a lighter fare. You might actually plan on, you know, like a flourless. I know it doesn't sound exciting, but you might plan on a flowers chocolate cake or something like that. But I think probably my best advice on that is share it. I mean, you don't have to plan for two large desserts. You don't have to buy a big dessert. I think it goes back to that whole idea of lifestyle. And I never skip dessert. I just don't have it often, and I just don't have very much of it. So, you know, let Valentine's Day be the same. Choose something great and share it.
I like that. Now, that kind of applies, like, say people are going out to eat and they're not going to be cooking. Of course, sharing desserts is a great way. Any other suggestions for healthy food options at restaurants?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always say that, you know, before you go out to dinner, you know, never really go out to dinner and be starving. So if you know you're having a fantastic romantic dinner, don't get lunch. You know, don't get breakfast. Make sure that you have a nice breakfast. Make sure you have a little bit of protein at lunch. So by the time you get to dinner, you're not famished. Probably the first thing. And then always try to choose something that has a combination of vegetables, you know, and a lean meat in there. And so if you do that, you really can't go wrong.
That makes a great point, because I know if I go famished, I'm going to be devouring that bread basket, and that is not good for anything. Besides, then I'll be asleep as soon as dinner's over, and that's not such
Absolutely.
A great for a romantic evening. Speaking of, you know, we mentioned training together, you know, but how would it be, say, what a couple are training, and they have very different strength, you know, profiles, essentially. How do they train
right.
together and focus on that?
Well, I think when you have very different, probably skill levels, because there's a big difference between training men and women. I think men like to go for the heavier weight lift. I think women like to go for more tone and tighten. And so I think that really kind of creates an opportunity to do like an actual cross-training plan, meaning that if you're going to train with your significant other, you definitely have to do it more than one day a week. You've got to plan on at least 3 or 4 days a week where you guys can train together, because you know, one of those days definitely has to be cardio. One of those days has to be some strength training, because we got to take care of the heavy lifter. Another one of those days has to be a little bit more, you know, moderate. It might actually end up being some type of, you know, cross-training class, Zumba. And so I think the only way you're going to end up with a program that fits everybody is if you really mix it up. And that's really where you get the best results, by actually confusing your body, changing it up, making it not boring. And so it kind of ends up being the best of all worlds.
You know, that's a lesson that we hear a lot, is mixing it up. So in our last 45 seconds, tell me your personal favorite trick for staying on track and healthy, even on tough days like Valentine's Day.
I guess I'd have to go with my mantra, get body beautiful. It's all about the formula, lifestyle plus nutrition plus fitness. So even on Valentine's Day, it's all about the balance. So if you know you're going to have a fabulous dinner, then why not definitely eat breakfast, definitely get in a workout, and enjoy your fabulous dinner that day. I mean, don't abandon the idea that you have to have a balance between, you know, healthy living, healthy eating, and exercise. So make it no different. Make Valentine's Day every day.
So I like that. Make Valentine's Day every day. That's a really good lesson that we can apply for fitness, nutrition, and just life in general. I'm going to try to remember that. And I like it. Mix it up and, you know, make it something that you enjoy, you know, every day with fitness and working out with your partner if possible. Andrea, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on Share Care Radio. I loved the tips for how to have a fun and romantic and healthy Valentine's Day. So thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Daria. You're listening to Share Care Radio. Thanks for listening and stay well.